Hello, I'm here to talk about Research Video. Research Video is a service that is developed in University of Jyväskylä by Digital Services in cooperation with the Open Science Center. And the idea of this service is to provide researchers a secure data storage and flexible video sharing, content management, and automatic transcription for video and audio material during research projects. And we have had this research video service available for a couple of years already, but this is a new version of the same service, and everything has been built from ground up. And in this video, I will demonstrate how a researcher could use this service to save their videos and then transcribe them automatically. And when I say it is suitable for even for sensitive material, I really mean it, because we have used every trick in the book to make this site, make this service secure. And it has been security audited by an external service provider. So you can put really sensitive material there and make sure it's, and be certain that it's safe there. Every data processing and data storage, they are in university servers and university storages. So how does this research video work? So basically, it's a website where you can go and log in by using your university account. You will apply for this project access, and then when you have the access, you will see your own projects right here. And so I am a researcher now, and I have this project. I'm using test site, but in my project list, I can see all my projects. There might be one or more. And inside one project, there might be, in this case, I already have some test videos here. And my aim here is to upload another video or audio there and see how that works. So let's go. I will upload a file. And as you can see, this user interface is pretty simple. So there are not that many buttons or places to click. And next, I will select a short test video, then upload it. And I recommend using fiber connection and not mobile connection or wireless connection. It makes the upload faster and more reliable. This is Muuttolintujen Kevät, recording last spring. So I'll input the title and description. And after this, the file will go through initial processing. And after that phase, we can actually select what kind of processes we want to do for the video. And based on the video length, it takes some seconds, or it might take minutes or even hours. We do have new servers and lots of power, but there's also other users all the time there. But let's see, I can make face blurring available here. I can do some audio filter options. I can trim the video shorter, and then I can generate subtitles. And in this video, the language is Finnish. I know that. And I want to separate the speakers by speaker diarization. And I also want to translate the video to English. Let's see how this goes. And As you can see, there's always some kind of progress bar or information available that tells you that how each step of the process is going. And here we go. When the first video format has been encoded, the video will be available and you can play it there. And after that, maybe the higher resolution versions are still encoding, and maybe the transcriptions is still ongoing. And now, if we wait a few seconds, we should see the player appearing here. Now there's the subtitle processing and the translation ongoing. Then there was the 360p resolution, and now we can watch the video here.
Joo, eli puhujat järjestyksessä. Jari Ojala.
And there's a short video about our reveal of the new features for Muuttolintujen Kevät app. And what we see here is a new version of the video player. We have had Moniviestin research video for many years, and this time the video player has some nice features like making the video faster or slower. And
Rehtorin jälkeen
we can skip easily 5 seconds
Nyt
forward and backward
ollaan luontotoimittaja
if
Minna
we
Pyykkönen.
want to by using keyboard. Then below the video we can see the export options. In some cases you might want to re-download the video to your own computer, or you want to download the subscription or transcription to your own computer for further editing. And you can do that here. Just be sure that you will handle the material, do certain precautions. But let's not do that now. I can see that the translation to English is almost ready. We can see that in a moment. But now we can take a look back. So here in my project page, I can see all the media pages that I have, and there's the latest one. And then I can easily edit this page. I can show it in a few moments. But
Joo, eli
let's see if we already have some transcription here. There's the English version. And this might provide some demo effect as I anticipated.
Nyt
So
ollaan todella
this
historiallisen
is the English translation. And as you can see,
niin
the translation works here quite nicely, but it didn't work in all the spots. And yeah, that doesn't look good. So
loppuna sovelluksella tehtiin lähes 50.
I really want to check the translation. I really want to check the transcription. And if I want to fix something from the transcription, I can do it so. So let's click the pen icon. Here I can see the editing of the media page. Here's the video player, and there are a lot of options to edit the video player, like only show the audio track or hide the controls if that's something you want. And you can even reactivate the subtitle editing if you want to, for some reason, try again. But let's see, I just want to
Joo,
edit
eli
the English translation. So I will play the video, select the English version, and then click here to see the text editor. And it looks like this. So some of the text is translated to English, that's pretty good. And some of it is not okay. Let's fix this. But editing the transcriptions, that's pretty easy. So let's start like, so the speakers in order are Jari Ojala after the rector. We have Ari Hirvonen like this. And then I'll save the changes, and you can already see the changes appear here. So editing the transcriptions is pretty easy. And soon we're gonna see how the Finnish transcription works. It works really, really well. I can guarantee that. And now it's finished. Let's
see. Joo, elikkä puhujat järjestyksessä tulossa rehtori Jari Ojala. Rehtorin jälkeen yliopiston digijohtaja.
As you can see, the names are correct, almost correct. And all the like points and punctuations are correct. And long words and numbers and that kind of stuff are really well transcribed. And in research video, we also included like the option to actually show the small words like yeah, okay, no niin, like that. So so we really wanted to keep the transcription as literate as possible for research purposes. And let me quickly
Joo,
edit
this
transcription here. I want to fix that Minna Pyykkö and Otso Ovaskainen, like so. And as you can see, the Finnish transcription here is really, really good. And few more things about research video. If I move around here, you can see that each page load, especially when you go to editing mode, it's really fast. So this is something that we get with the new version right here. And then a new feature is going to be added pretty soon, the adding of files. So you can actually add files here, you can add images here. And this is something pretty neat. So this page is not just a video. We can actually add more text here. So let's say speakers in the video. Let's make that the subtitle. Speakers are Ari Lehtiö. Let's make it the listing object. Ari Hirvonen. Minna Pyykkö. Like this. And actually, there are a lot of content editing options here. So this is a clone content management system that we use in many other places also, but the newest version of it. And here you can see that you can add many different kinds of so-called content blocks here. So you can have tables and you can have images and you can have videos here. And that's really easy and fast to edit. And now that we have the subtitles encoded also, you can download them. And you can download the subtitles, the timestamped version or the version without timestamps if you want. And that's pretty easy too. So here we have each researcher has their own project. They can upload video, they can upload audio there, they can get automated transcriptions, they can edit transcriptions, they can even add securely text, video and images around here and make sure that it stays safe. So that's basically the idea of research video service. And how do you get started? Well, thanks to Open Science Center, they have a really good support process in place. So first you need to log in here one time, and after that you will apply for a new project and give the basic information of the project to Open Science Center, and they will create you a project here and give access and help you forward with the settings. And basically that's it. So thank you, and you're welcome to use Research Video.